More and more Americans who smoke are beginning to feel unliked and unwanted. Federal laws prevent them from smoking in public buildings. They are not allowed to smoke within a certain distance of those buildings. Since the federal law was passed a decade ago, many state and local communities have followed suit. Now, a growing number of companies and hospitals will not hire smokers, or worse, will fire them if they are caught lighting up. Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is now giving checkups to prospective employees. A urine test that detects nicotine means no job is offered. Nurse Christy Edmondson thinks her smoking habit is nobody's business but her own.
Memorial should not dictate to us what we do in our own time off of the time clock.
The head of the hospital's parent company, Memorial Healthcare Systems, is James Hobson. He defends the decision.
It's relevant to creating that healthy lifestyle again, and it's relevant to the entire community.
A growing number of large American companies are finding that healthcare costs for smokers are higher than for non-smokers. A study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control reports that medical care and the loss of worker productivity averages about $3,000 annually for each smoker. As a result, some companies now require smokers to pay a larger share of their health insurance than non-smokers. While 29 of the 50 U.S. states have laws that protect the rights of smokers, 21 others do not. WICO, an insurance benefits administrator in Michigan, began imposing random smoking tests in 2005 on its own employees. The president of the National Work Rights Institute is Lewis Maltby.
Most people think that they have a right to freedom of speech. They don't know that the freedom of speech disappears where their boss is concerned.
The World Health Organization says at least 5 million tobacco users die every year from lung cancer, heart disease, and other smoking-related causes. The WHO says if current trends continue, tobacco-related deaths will climb to at least 8 million a year by 2030. Melinda Smith, VOA News.